one big news story. Twister is the big what do you call it? Movie. Yeah. Twister's the big movie, and I got some news. Apparently now they're thinking about Oscars for the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. The they're thinking of Best Actor for The Wind. Before the show, you said that stunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were right.
I did.
It's crazy.
Well, happy birthday in the afterlife to Mr. Norm MacDonald. I would say this is your life, but wherever he is remembered. He is beloved. He is feared. I just finished listening to some of his biography where he talks about the audition for Saturday Night Live. And he has said that, you know, he figured, well, Lauren is also from Canada and he's from Canada. And so that's where we're going to start. Norm MacDonald, born Norman Jean MacDonald, October 17th, 1959 in Quebec City, Quebec, Canada. Died September 14th, 2021 in Pasadena, California. What a long career from 1985 to 2021. Ah, here we go. MacDonald's first performances in comedy were at stand-up clubs in Ottawa, regularly appearing on amateur nights at Yuck Yucks in 1985. Following an appearance at the 1980s for the Just for Laughs Festival in Montreal, he was heralded by the Montreal Gazette as one of this country's hottest comics. By 1990, he would perform as a contestant on Star Search. He was hired as a writer for the Roseanne television sitcom for the 1992-93 season before quitting to join Saturday Night Live. MacDonald joined the cast of NBC Saturday Night Live in 1993, where he performed impressions of Larry King, Burt Reynolds, remember that, David Letterman, Quentin Tarantino, Charles Kuralt, and Bob Dole, among others. The following year, during the show's 20th season, MacDonald anchored the segment Weekend Update. His version of Weekend Update is often included in references to prison rape, crack whores, and the Germans' love of Baywatch star David Hasselhoff. He would occasionally deliver a piece of the news, then take out his own personal compact tape recorder and leave a note to himself relevant to what he had just discussed. He commonly used Frank Stallone as a non-secular punchline. After the announcement that Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie planned to divorce, MacDonald joked about their irreconcilable differences on Weekend Update. According to friends, the two were never a good match. She's more of a stay-at-home type, and he's more of a... Anyway. yeah. He followed this up a few episodes later with a report about the singer's collapse and hospitalization. Okay. If we go over to here. In early 1998, Don Olemeyer, president of NBC's West Coast division, had MacDonald removed as a Weekend Update anchor, citing a decline in ratings and a drop-off in quality. He was replaced by Colin Quinn at the Weekend Update desk beginning on January 10th, 1998. MacDonald believed at the time that the true reason for this dismissal was his series of O.J. Simpson jokes during and after the trial, frequently calling him a murderer. Olemeyer was a good friend of Simpson and supported him during the proceedings. After being removed from the role, MacDonald went on CBS's David Letterman and Howard Stern's syndicated radio show. He accused Olemeyer of firing him for making jokes about Simpson. The jokes were written primarily by MacDonald and longtime SNL writer Jim Downey, who was fired from SNL at the same time. Downey pointed out in an interview that the Olemeyer threw a party for the jurors who acquitted Simpson. Oh my. But let's talk about some good things. Let's talk about... So, Norm died this year. He died back in September. And today would have been his 62nd birthday. Yeah. He was a funny man. And, you know, he'd never learned to drive a car. So here he is with Jay Leno.
Amazed at people who never learned to drive because it's such a big part of my life.
Comedian Norm MacDonald.
I did drive. I got a learner's permit.
Oh, you did?
Yes. I drove 6 times, 4 accidents.
You had 4 accidents in 6 times?
4 out of 6.
Oh.
But thank goodness no one was hurt.
Yeah, you know what? I drove with my buddies from California all the way to here because I don't fly, you know? And
you don't fly?
I'm afraid of flying.
Oh.
I don't know. I just because...
That's funny. Weekend update really is, I mean, well, recently I was watching Billy Madison with my nephew and remembering Norm MacDonald's in there. Chris Farley, the late Chris Farley. But here we go. Here's what Norm did best.
Potential jurors for the O.J. Simpson case were asked to fill out a 75-page jury questionnaire this week. In the entire state of California, only one person got a perfect score. Chow Ming Wu, who after the trial plans to attend Caltech. Four Pittsburgh children were found in a house strewn with garbage and human waste after they'd been abandoned by their parents for 2 weeks. The couple was charged with child endangerment, but to their credit, they did bring the children a present. A t-shirt that reads, "My parents left me for 2 weeks in a house full of human waste, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt." Tourism in India has taken a dramatic drop recently. The State of Bureau of Tourism has two theories. One, airfares have gone up slightly in the past year, causing a decrease in travel worldwide. And two, the plague. O.J. Simpson's new fitness video was released this week, and hitting the shelves next week, Simpson's newest video, Dorf on Stalking. The crowd is torn. In New York this week, Sammy the Bull Gravano was sentenced to just 5 years in prison for committing 19 murders. You better be careful, though, because New York has just passed a tough new law. 20 strikes and you're out. A comet hit the planet Jupiter last July, and scientists now say the dark scars have almost completely disappeared. But the emotional scars will be there for a long, long time. Ford this week recalled 2 models of cars, saying that they might explode during refueling. At Ford, quality is job one. And job two, making your car explode. What's it like to lose $35 million? Just ask Dale Sturdivant of Honesdale, Pennsylvania. That's how much he lost this week at a local convenience store when he failed to guess any of the 6 winning numbers in the state's Pick 6 lottery. When reached for comment by Weekend Update, Sturdivant replied, "Why are you making such a big deal out of this? I bought a $3 lotto ticket. It didn't win. Why can't you leave me alone?" Christie Brinkley told reporters this week that her marriage to Billy Joel was over long before their divorce. The key moment, she said, came when she realized that she was Christie Brinkley and that she was married to Billy Joel.
Those are just some of the legendary moments from Norm MacDonald. He was a frequent guest of Letterman and Leno and Howard Stern. And my favorite story is the People versus Larry Flint story. And Larry Flint, he played Mr. Waverly. But see, there was an issue, you know, Norm couldn't drive. So Milos Forman is like, okay, with any great director, you have to improvise, okay? So we're gonna go to this is when was this? When he did this. Let's see. This is I think from the early 2000s. His Larry Flint story. And it's from Howard Stern. And let's see. Here we go.
You know me, this guy Milos Forman.
Yeah, he's a big director.
So he saw me on Saturday Night Live, so he got the idea I was smart.
I always thought
that. Everybody always thought that.
Because I'm reading the news and shit like that. Just come to that. We go out to eat at Nobu and such shit, right? And so I go with him. So it's me, him, and two guys from two foreigners.
Right.
And so these guys know everything, you know? And so they're like, what about the situation in the Balkans or something like that?
Yeah, you're the newsman.
So I'm just sitting there like a retard. They know everything, right?
Right, right. They're concerned.
Yeah.
Right.
So he thought, and I just kind of play along, like by repeating what they'd said three sentences ago.
Right, yeah.
And so anyways, he goes, I put you in the movie, man. I need a guy to... And he was going to... give me a big part.
Right.
So I was like, no, don't do that. Like, I can't act. And he's like, don't worry about it. I go, seriously, Milos, I don't want you to give me a big part. So he's like, what do you want? I go, give me a small part. That'd be cool. So he made me a reporter, right, in this People versus Larry Flint.
Right, okay. Yes.
Yeah. I played one of the people.
Right.
So,
originally, I think it sounds like you were about to be Larry Flint. Right.
Oh, my God.
Bam, Larry Flint.
I have stories about that fucker, right. Too. Yeah. But we do the movie, right? And I'm a reporter, you know? So he goes, you drive up and get out of the car and run in. I go, well, I can't drive. He goes, oh. So he goes, okay, a cab will drive you. So it doesn't make sense, like a reporter's in a cab. So I get to, so we do the scene. It's me and Larry Flint, you know? Me and Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
So, you know, he has all these cameras. He goes, okay, you know, he goes, you don't have to worry too much about the script. Just, you know, he's a really cool guy. And he goes, just whenever you're ready, do it, you know? So then, anyways, Woody Harrelson is really cool. And fucking actors, man, when they're really good, it's like something different,
right?
You know? And because I'm just waiting for the other fucker to stop talking and hope to God I remember
my
lines.
You're not even paying attention.
No, I'm just hoping to remember my words. So anyways, fucking what's his name? Woody Harrelson asked me if I want a beer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, you want a beer? I go, no, that's cool. I don't drink, you know? He goes, you don't want a beer? I go, no, I don't drink, but thanks, man. And then I go, you drink? Like, I thought you just smoked weed and all that shit. And then all of a sudden, Milos Forman goes, cut! What the fuck is going on? Like, we were in the movie.
You didn't know.
No.
You thought he was talking to you.
He was looking at me and talking like a regular person.
Oh, right.
There was nothing fake about it.
As Howard and Robin laugh on, and Norm tells his story. I wish I could play more. Oh, wait a minute. Is this it? Oh, here we go. Here's Norm on Letterman.
Hit list. So I was.
That's all. Simple as that.
But I'm on this elevator, you know, and there's these three Shriner guys, you know, the Shriners, they wear the hats.
Funny hats.
And
sure.
So they were going, hey, how you doing there, fella? You know, so I go, I'm all right. We're wearing the suit, you know, because I'm at this hotel. And so then they go, yeah, he goes, hey, they go, later on tonight, we got a party going on up in our room. They go, we got some booze there, some broads, you know. Guy says, you like the broads, don't you? Yeah. So I go, yeah, no, I like the broads. You know, he goes, oh, yeah, no, I know. I wasn't saying anything. I just see by your suit there. I thought maybe you were kind of a how do you do?
How do you do? What the hell does that mean?
That's a gay man.
Oh. How you feeling? You all right? Somebody told me you had the flu or something.
Oh, no, I'm all right. How do you do, by the way?
I'm fine. You don't have the flu? You weren't feeling it? I heard that you were a little under the weather. Had a cold.
I was a little bit sick. You know, I went to the doctor. I was going to the doctor. You know, because I'm worried.
When you're sick, you go to the doctor.
Yeah, or even when I'm not. What?
Yeah, that's right.
Even when I'm not, I'm worried. I'm like, maybe today I'll get like bowel cancer or something. You know, like I get concerned. No. I swear, that might sound weird, but there actually is no such thing. I checked in a medical dictionary. But I go to this doctor, and he gives me, like, he always gives me these crazy things. And so he said, I want to, like, test out your body fat.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'm a really skinny guy.
Yeah.
Like, my whole life I've been skinny. I've been self-conscious about it, you know? Self-conscious.
Right.
And I always had problems with those words. I always thought conscience.
Yeah, no, it's conscious. Fine. Don't worry about it. This is not an elevator with Shriners, so just relax.
So the guy, he says, I said, I don't need no body fat thing, man. I'm a really skinny guy. So he puts these calipers on me,
right.
You know, and he tests me out. Comes back, turns out I'm fat as well as skinny.
Seems unlikely, doesn't it?
You can explain it to me. I'm skinny, but also fat, like, I'm bones and then fat around the bones. I have a horrible body. So the guy tells me, you got to get to one of them gyms.
Oh,
you know?
Start working out a little bit. Yeah.
So they go to the gym, and holy Lord, have you ever been to one of these?
No, I don't know.
They're crazy. Yeah. You got to, like, they got the weights, you know? Yeah. That's the big thing,
big
weights.
Weight machine, sure.
So you got to, like, lift the weight. Ah, it's really heavy. And then you gotta put it down, then afterwards lift it again right away. And it's endless. It's like hundreds of lifting. And then afterwards you're just like sore and you're not vigor at all. And
right, yeah.
You know? And so tuxedo. And so you have to wear a tie to that.
Black
I'll tell
tie,
you that.
Yeah.
And so you go there and it's very nerve-wracking because you have to first the president goes on and he talks. Of course, he does well, you know, he's the dirty president, you know? So, and it's very hard to go on. I don't know if you're familiar. Makes me a nice chicken pot pie. Take.
You're getting ready to go back to work, and
yes.
It's the 23rd season of Saturday Night Live,
good
September 27th.
God, it's time to finish it.
That's Norm Macdonald on Letterman in 1997, a year before, or a couple months before he would be removed from Weekend Update. So I'm currently reading, well, I'm listening to, I like being read too, okay. That's a shout out to Carlos Delano because he likes to read to people too. I'm currently listening to Norm Macdonald, based on a true story, Unabridged, the audiobook. Happy birthday, Norm, wherever you are. Unpleasant dreams.